Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Chris Thompson. He's the head coach at Student Works Management Program. He develops leaders of tomorrow. Chris, welcome to our podcast.
Hey, fantastic to be here, Christopher.
So this is the power and beauty of life where I don't know Chris. I've never met Chris. I read his profile and I can't not like people that have the same name as us. So that already begins with a big smile. But as you start hearing Chris's story, I don't really believe people until I see what they do. Whatever someone says they do is who they think they are, but what they actually spend their time with and how they spend their money is who they actually are. And with Chris, as I said to Chris, and I'll share with all of you, I'm very passionate about student leadership. I wrote my first book in college when I began. I was a student leader. I taught in high school for 3 years. I created a homies youth program. But what I'm saying is when I meet people like Chris, who has that similar mindset, I get inspired. So Chris, why did you choose, you're a successful guy, you're a smart guy, why did you choose students? Because it's not always easy to monetize for creating and helping students.
Well, I got really fortunate. I was a student leader in University of Toronto in Canada, and I bumped into somebody who was running this business and it was just starting to grow. And so I became the 10th owner operator of this business. And I remember early on seeing the impact of the other fellow student leaders and sort of just being able to vision where would these people be in a decade, in 2 decades, in 3 decades? And I remember, you know, at an event saying, oh, wow, it's just incredible where we're going to be. And I'm sure people are saying, Chris, just, you know, shut up and have a beer. But I was just so, so passionate about what this could do, all the experience to develop really young leaders. So I felt like I could monetize it. But most importantly, I really knew I would just love my life doing this work.
Yeah. And was there a moment, because as I was sharing with you prior to the podcast, people always ask me, Christopher, how did you know? And I literally told them I was in college and a friend named Henry was running for office and he looked at me and says, I want to be like Christopher. I want to be charismatic. And I literally just nodded at, but I didn't even know what the word meant. I literally had a horrible vocabulary. So that was one of my turning points. But for you, when you said you're very active, were there those moments? Because what I'm really doing, Chris, is I want you to be an example for our guests. I want them to hear your story, but more importantly, feel your story. It's like, wow, I want to feel that way. So was there a moment in college or moments?
Moments, yeah. So for me, there were moments in just, first of all, I had amazing swim coaches. Like I swam with 3 national team coaches and I just loved coaching. I saw what an impact coaching could have. And so for me, the biggest thing I am is a coach and I loved coaching and I found this business as an opportunity to coach young people.
Awesome. Now, what do you coach? Because I'm looking at your LinkedIn profile and you clearly have done this for 30 plus years. You talk about how you have grown over 161 millionaires in our program system. So let's talk about that.
So what we do is every fall, we go and find the best possible group of students, you know, of a couple hundred students, and we place them in territories across Eastern Canada. In January, we start training them. And they learn how to sell, market, recruit great people. And they spend the winter term selling work. And so they go into the summer where they'll have $40,000 or $50,000 worth of business to start their summer window cleaning or painting business. And then in the summer, they go and run it. They run a net profit business. So you, like I, Christopher, love results. And in the end, results are really speaking about what they create. And, you know, so not only we teach experience, but we teach how to get great results in the world.
So is there a specific industry that you're encouraging them to move into? Or they just
So they use our brand, Student Works Painting and Student Works Window Cleaning. So we've existed for 40 years. So we're quite well known in Eastern Canada. So that's the brand that we use. And we have systems, marketing, branding, coaches who work with our teams on a ongoing daily, weekly basis.
Interesting. Oh, it's almost like a franchise model in that, or is it a franchise model?
It's not quite a franchise model because of the laws in Canada, but very similar to a franchise model. Yes.
Got it. And again, for the listeners, the reason why this model can work a lot, because especially when you're in university, you may not know what kind of business you want to create because it's frankly really hard to create a business. But yeah, it sounds like with you, Chris, you already have everything for them. So it really comes down to show me, don't tell me, where you can give them all the instructions, give them the brand, because that's frankly one of the hardest things. Like, I've been doing this for 20 years. I have a program I started 4 years ago about teaching people how to be speakers, but I already have a built-in brand. So when I have people on my sales team go out and pitch me, it's already established. Whereas if that person went out on their own to find their own company, it's very hard. So for those listening, it's really helpful to, if you want to be an entrepreneur or scale, it's to find people that are doing what you want to do. So in your case, Chris, I mean, you've helped so many people. Are there any stories you can share with us that are really inspiring, that really stick in your mind?
Well, I had a situation, and this young person, or you know, it was a couple decades ago, I found him out of the school, and he was going along the wrong track. Like, I learned, you know, he was struggling. Basically, he said, I couldn't go back to school. I could see that I was not going to have enough money to go back to school, and I needed something. And he found our opportunity. And he said, on top of that, I was probably drinking too much, using too many drugs. And just last year, he got some, you know, 7-figure check. And, you know, he called me in tears and saying, hey, you're an angel. I feel so incredible that we have this amazing relationship, and this is what I created over this period of time, and I would not have had it not been for your program.
That's great, Chris. That's a great story. And just for our listeners, I mean, money isn't everything. And they always say, oh, money doesn't buy happiness. But trust me when I say, without having money, it will always bring you misery. And with capitalism and entrepreneurship, the reason why I'm so passionate about it is that it really, going back to the results, if you're able to convince someone to buy something from you, that's an energy exchange, and it's really powerful. So for you, so you talked about there's various elements. What are some of these elements? You said sales and marketing. Let's just say, what's one sales tip you can share with our listeners, Chris, in terms of how do you build a rapport with your clients?
So I think one of the most important sales tips, Christopher, is actually be in the space of looking to serve your clients. So literally, when you're talking to the client, don't be looking to sell them. Don't be looking to see how you can be served. Looking to what value can I create? And really be in that space. Be in the conversation of serving them. And wow, does it make a difference.
Yeah, and why did they choose those specific services when this company that started? You said it was painting?
Well, we use painting and window cleaning, but painting has been the big service for the last 35 years. Window cleaning's new because we're full in all of our painting markets. But we use it because it's so simple. It's trainable. It's easy. If you paint it incorrectly, you can repaint it. There's also another part to running a business, as you know, Christopher, is financing. So yeah, it's very expensive to run the types of businesses that you're running. It takes real capital. We actually provide an enormous part of the capital and branding and back ends so that our students don't need nearly the amount of capital a normal business would need.
Yeah, that's great. And again, some of the more basics of building a business or scaling it. And I appreciate you being an example, Chris. How can we share in your vision? I mean, are you looking for new students to work with, or your main thing now? Like, how many people have you actually impacted in terms of the students? Do you have like a few hundred a year, you said, that you work with?
A few hundred a year. So it's ranged. You know, early on we were 100. Now we're up to 200. So, and I've been doing it over 30 years. So we're getting up to thousands. And we lost a big group of them. So we're still trying to have them tracked down, because I know we're more than 161 millionaires that have been created through the program. And just so everyone knows, that doesn't represent any extra money for us, but it just represents a legacy of, this is the great work that we're doing. And this is really what I'm called to do, is to make that contribution.
No, that's great, Chris. Thank you so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests connect with you?
Two ways. We have a podcast called The Leaders of Tomorrow that highlight our operators. And then we have a website, studentworks.com. If you know of any incredible young leaders in Canada who are interested in leadership. And Christopher, thanks so much to you. I really love what you're up to.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great day.
Fantastic. You as well.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.